When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast company for making this possible. Without his expertise, this couldn't be done. Second of all, I'd like to also give a shout out to our sponsors, Henry Schein Dental Supply Company, Patterson Dental Supply Company, Vocal Dental Supply Company, and On Demand for their expertise, knowledge, and training to not only help my dental business get better, but to provide the background, the supplies, the education, and training for these podcasts. Today, I'd like to talk about processes and procedures. It may seem a little boring, it may seem redundant, but in my opinion, as a full-time practicing general dentist with multiple offices and literally hundreds of employees over the last 37 years. One of the things that I find is the competition today with insurance companies, at least here in Massachusetts, and I believe in most areas, for the average dentist, you have to be finding it difficult. We continue to see the insurance companies dictate the fee schedule. And obviously in a free marketplace, we as dentists have the ability to drop those insurance companies. And we know that maybe for a select few of dentists, they have the expertise, knowledge, and business acumen to attract fee-for-service patients, to demand a high level of care and service. But for most dentists, I think in my background in training, they accept insurance plans. And these insurance plans that dictate the fee schedule forces us to be as efficient and effective as possible because of the lower profit margins. The first and single easiest way to improve your bottom line is scheduling. As I do consulting for dentists all over different regions, I find over and over again, when a patient comes to the front desk and their administrator or treatment plan coordinator schedules an appointment, generally, the first thing they do is schedule the appointment. Today in this podcast, I'd like you to consider, before we leap to scheduling the appointment, consider the following. Number one, ask that patient if their appointment was satisfactory. Did everything go as expected, and were they happy with the care and service? Step two would be to determine, are they aware of the appointment? Do they know what their next appointment is? Is it going to be a root canal? Is it going to be a root canal buildup and crown? Is it going to be implant surgery? Is it going to be an extraction with bone grafting? Is it going to be periodontal surgery with a membrane and grafting? Specifically, does that patient fully understand exactly what that scheduled appointment is for and the amount of time that will be reserved? That's step two. Step three is dictate the financial arrangements. In general terms, it would be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The next visit's fee is a total of $3,850. How would you like to take care of that? That is step three. When the finances are taken care of and a deposit or you're paid in full, the last is scheduling the appointment. For patients who are part of a group practice like myself, it's critical because you determine whether you want to book with one doctor or another doctor, whether you want evenings or Saturdays, whether you want prime time or non-prime time. If these four critical steps are not taken, in my opinion, as a practicing dentist for 37 plus years, I find that when the patient shows up, the first thing out of their mouth is, well, I decided I'm only going to do the root canal, not the buildup and crown. I've elected to do the extraction, but not the bone graft. Instead of doing the crown, I think what I'm going to do is have you patch it. What this does is it creates an enormous amount of wasted time. You spend a good portion of your time, instead of providing treatment, explaining the care and treatment. This is tremendously costly for your organization. In that allotted time, you should be providing care, not discussing the treatment that should have been dramatically resolved and completely explained and finances taken care of prior to the scheduling. Once all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, at that particular point in time, the schedule is then booked. I think that will dramatically reduce your broken and last-minute cancellations. It will dramatically improve your efficiency so that at the end of the day, you know exactly what was produced and that's what should be collected. And you'll find that your bottom line will be much better. Another thing that I would strongly recommend is either at the desk at booking or with your clinical assistants at the booking, the financial arrangements are not only signed and addressed, but your informed consents are completed. Over and over again, when I visit offices and I do my coaching and mentoring, I find that the informed consents are done at the time of treatment. In my opinion, that is again taking away valuable chair time that should be done for 100% production. Although it may seem incidental, this 3, 4, 5 minutes to discuss the informed consent, the signature of the informed consents, the downloading of that into your electronic records, all take away your valuable, precious production time. By being more effective and more efficient, I think you're proving to your patients the importance that their time is, and it provides a way for you to address the incredibly low reimbursements that many of these insurance companies are doing. I cannot tell you the frustration that I see in the dental community that over and over again, these insurance plans are no longer allowing us to balance bill our reasonable and customary fees. They're dictating the fees even when the insurance company has maxed out with the patient's benefit. We're still obligated to charge that patient for the fees that the insurance company feels is reasonable and appropriate. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This has been Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. Again, great thanks to our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, Vocal, and On Demand. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to visiting and chatting with you on our next podcast.
The This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.